Tishrei Tanoyin Inu Rialibu the Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Machlokes Tanoyim, exactly what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Staka Machlokes Tanoyim. Rashi says, Ikulaman Diyomar Yerushalayim Mekacho Kehegdish. That's the first brayso we had before. Therefore, if somebody has enjoyment from the walls, from the stones of Yerushalayim, you're over in Isamilo. Mashenkin, that's what we said before, that last halach in the Dorm that it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yom HaKlum, and the Klum, that's another time I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. At that time it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yerushalayim has no Kedusha. But I call upon him, we're answering Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says the reason why now Mishnah, he says if you mekadesh your wife with a, something that's Hegdish, why b'shoigig is the Kedusha not Chal? So by a regular Hegdish, Avada the Kedusha would be Chal. Because Rabbi Meir holds that the money is Nischal, it comes with a Chulin, and therefore you gave us something that's worth money, the Kedusha would be Chal. The Mishnah that says, Ein the Mekadeshes, is after talking about something like the clothing of the Kahanim. The clothing of the Kahanim, the Bibdekuna, that has a special halacha, it's not Yatzel Chulin, if you have a German from a b'shoigig. Because Metchila they knew the Kahanim were going to have a German from a b'shoigeg, therefore they did not give an Isra Kedusha that should be Mitzchala. Oma Ula. Ula says like this now. Oma Ula Mishmei de Barpoda. Ula said over the name of Barpoda that Oma Hoyu Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir used to say like this. That Hegdish B'meizid Mitzchala. Rabbi Meir Shita is that if you have enjoyment from Hegdish B'meizid, that means you know this money belongs to Hegdish. And still you go and take it and have enjoyment from it, it's mischalo. Not like we always learn. We hold not like that. We hold always is only mischalo b'shoigig. But the mezid, though, it still belongs to Hegdish. Rabbi Meir holds not like that. Rabbi Meir holds that if you have enjoyment from something that belongs to Hegdish, the mezid, that means you know it's Hegdish. And still you're taking it to have enjoyment from it, you're over in Isamila. Now whatever it is, it's yotzel chulin, it loses its kedusha, and you have to bring a korban mila, and I'm not sure about Korban Mila, but I call upon him, it's Yotze L'chulim. That's what he said, Remeya Hegdish B'mezid Mischalo. But B'shoigig ain't Mischalo, ain't Echnami. Remeya holds that B'shoigig is not Mischalo. Not like we said before. Before we said that Rav said that according to Rav Remeya, Bein B'shoigig, Bein B'mezid, it is Mischalo. Now, Ul is saying over the name of Bapoda, not like that. That the pshat from Meir is, only B'mezid is it Mischalo. But B'shoigeg is not Mischalo, just the opposite like we always learn. And therefore, if you mekadesh your wife with a Dovashel Hegdish B'shoigeg, it's Pshita Weitz Einu Mekadeshes. Because the Dovashel Hegdish is still Hegdish. It's not Mischalo, it doesn't come Lidei Chumen. It still belongs to Hegdish. So what did you give her? You gave her something that's also Bahano, it's not yours, it belongs to Hegdish. So Pshita the Kedushin is not Chal. Rashi says that Barpoda polegad Rav. Barpoda argues on Rav. V'sviu like Rabbi Yechanan. Rav he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. The time with Rabbi Meir v'masnissin, what's the reason why Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah that it's ain't the Mekadeshes? Mishum de Kesavar ain hegdish mischala b'shoigig. Why? The nekach toyesu. Lo nichalad in eschal hegdish ha-yodo. Because Kedushin is like a hegdish b'toyes. It's a nekach toyes. Like if she would have known that you're marrying her with Hegdish, she would not want the Kedushin to be. So therefore the Kedushin is not Chal, therefore the money is not Yotz L'chulim. That's what Ula is saying in the name of Rameya. That the Shegig Tak is not Mischalo. Because if the person would have known that really it's Hegdish, he would not want this to take place. So it's Betoyis, therefore the Kedushin of the Mecher is not Chal, therefore the money still remains the Kedushosai. Now, V'loy Omru B'Shegig Mischalo, when is there such a locha that if you have enjoyment b'shoigig, that it is nischalo, elul in your korban bovad, only in the gate of a locha of a korban, that is a locha of a korban milo. If you have enjoyment from hegdish b'shoigig, the Torah says you have to bring a special korban, a korban called a korban milo. So that's where Rabbi Meir agrees. If you have enjoyment from a davashel hegdish b'shoigig, even though the gedusha still remains, it still belongs to hegdish, It does not go out to Chulin, but Lamaisa you're over in Anissa. You had enjoyment from Hegdish, so Lamaisa you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon. But that's all. The Rashi says, Lema, like Siv Betoira Mischalo, Ela Shetzara carbon Mila, Aval Hamoyas Kamakim Shalechas Hegdishain. Wherever the money goes, the money still belongs to Hegdish. The Torah only says, Alocha, that Beshaydin you have to bring a carbon Mila. So Gemara asks the question, V'chi miyacha diyein mischalil korban b'ma mechayiv? Halachura, why are you chayiv a korban then? If the money still remains to Hegdish, if it still belongs to Hegdish, so what did you do wrong? Like, usually the pshat is that when you have enjoyment from it, you like stealing it. It's like a gezeltik halacha, because you are causing this money now to go out of Hegdish's reshus, it's going to chulin. So you caused Hegdish to lose something, that's why you're over this issa to bring a korban. Mashenkin, if you tell me now the money still remains by Hegdish, so what do you have to bring a korban for? So my answer is, Elokiyosu Rovin, when Rovin came, Pirish Mishmei the Bapoda. He explained that in the name of Bapoda like this, that I'm a hoyer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say like this, Hegdish the Mezid Mischalo, the Shaygegein Mischalo. The same way, that only if you have enjoyment from Hegdish the Mezid, you know it's Hegdish, and still you take it to have enjoyment from it, the Mezid, it's Mischalo. The Kedusha goes off it, and it's Yosef Chulin, and you have to pay back the Hegdish. But the Shogeg, if you have enjoyment, the Shogeg, you do not realize that it belongs to Hegdish. You thought it was your own money, it was your own object, and you took it and you had enjoyment from it. So the locher is, it's Eina Mischalo. The Kedusha does not go off it, it still remains Hegdish. V'loy Omru b'Shogeg Mischalo, elelinyin achilo bavad. It was only said that by Shogeg there is a din Mischalo only by achilo where you eat it. So Rashi means, if let's say somewhere by mistake eats a bread that belongs to Hegdish. By mistake, you thought it was your own bread that was chulin, and it came out really belonged to Hegdish. They also lay Hegdish. There, there's no more Hegdish. Vuadin lat lokas ner, the same way if you have in German, you light the oil that belonged to Hegdish. Any type of a real enjoyment that you have, then we say, even b'shegeg, you're over in Issa Mila, and you have to bring a korban. Because l'maisa, you had enjoyment from Hegdish. Avol hoitzoyis moyis Hegdish. But just the fact that you spent the money of Hegdish, ain't behem Mila. There's no Issa Mila. You know why? To le nafkim ishus Hegdish. Because nothing really happened to it. Because if you took money shel Hegdish, and you went to buy something, you went to be mekadesh yishu with it, we say, since it was done b'shegeg, it's to make a choice. Nothing takes place. The money still remains shel Hegdish, and whoever has the money has the chiyuv to give it back to Hegdish. So therefore, that's why you're not over in Issa Mila. You don't have to bring a korban if you just spent the money shel Hegdish. Because if you hold, it's not nischalo, so then the money goes right back to Hegdish. So you didn't take anything from Hegdish. Therefore, you don't have to bring a korban Mila. So that there is a parsha of korban Mila, and it's b'shegeg, that's where you ate it, or where you lit it up, or you had other type of enjoyment from it. Let's say you took even a hammer of Hegdish, and you used it, you banged something, and you had enjoyment from it. So since you took enjoyment from it, that's called you had an issa like Gezel. You like stole this enjoyment from Hegdish, and therefore the Torah says you have to bring a korban Mila. Just if the only enjoyment you have is by spending the money, that by mistake you use Hegdish's money to buy something, or to marry your wife, so since the halacha is ein mekadeshes, or the mechira is batel, so therefore the Gedusha still remains, the Kedushasa belongs to Hegdish, so whoever has the money just has to give the money back to Hegdish. So therefore you did not take anything away from Hegdish. You did not have any enjoyment from Hegdish. Therefore there's no issa mila. So that's Rabbi Meir's shita. So when you have enjoyment from Hegdish, b'shegeg depends. If it's a shegeg of spending the money is not yosem l'chulin, it's a make of choice, it goes back to Hegdish. Only if you eat it, or you have other hanor from it, then is there a parsha of a korban mila. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Adam Arava, halacha k'Rabbi Meir v'maisa. We paskin like Rabbi Meir shito and Hilchos Maisa. Rashi d'mama gavoyehu, that Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said, if you have maisa sheni, that if you makadish, you give it to your wife, the shen kedushin, whether it's b'shegeg or whether it's b'mezid, the loch is ain't the mekadeshes. Because Rabbi Meir holds that maisa sheni has a loch of mum gavoya. It doesn't really belong to you. The Torah says you could take it and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. It's like a pikod and you have a right to use it, to eat it, but that's all. But really the money belongs to Hegdish, therefore you can't marry your wife with it. That's Rabbi Meir shita. And we're saying now halachic Rabbi Meir. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Meir that the money or the peris of Maisa Sheni is like mum and gavoya. Why? Hoyul b'stam l'antona kavosei. Well, some say there's a stam mishnah like that, that Maisa Sheni is called mum and gavoya. V'halochok Rabbi Yehuda de Hegdish. Mashenken and Hilchas Hegdish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Just the opposite. That if you mekadish your wife, b'shoigeg, the kedushin is chal. Because we hold, if you have enjoyment from the money of Hegdish b'shoigeg, the money is yotzel chulin. Even with money. If you take the money and you buy something with it, or you take the money and you marry your wife with it, you have enjoyment from the money, so we hold it's chaladin chilul, that the money is yotzel chulin, and therefore what she received is money of chulin. Therefore you gave a kesef l'shem kedushin. Just the husband was over the years to Mila, he has to bring the korban Mila, he has to pay back the money to Hegdish. But we hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we always hold, that Hegdish b'shoigeg is mischalo. Just b'mezid is saying the mischalo. If you have enjoyment from Hegdish b'mezid, you know that this money belongs to Hegdish, and still you go and give it to your wife to get married with it, you go and buy something with it, we hold it's not mischalo, that the money still remains Hegdish, and therefore you can't buy with Hegdish's money. So we are the Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hoyo v'stam lo antana kavosei. Because it's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll soon see. Now, Rabbi Meir b'maisa mahi. Where is there a stam Mishnah in Hilchas Maise Sheni that we say Maise Sheni is considered mamam gavoya? That we should say it's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Where is this mahi? Gemara says, that now we learn like this. Kerem Revai. That's the fourth year of what grows in the vineyards. You do not have to be poitered when you poitered it, because we are the lach of Netta Ravai is, the first 3 years it's orla, it's also, but now you have to burn it. The fourth year, the pears that grow on the fourth year of the tree, it has a lach, you have to be poitered it. You have to be poitered it onto money, and the money has kedusha, and then you can eat the fruits. That's called Netta Ravai. Kakarim Ravai. So Beshama Yerimim, when you take the kedusha off the pears onto money, ain loy chaymish. You do not have to add another chaymish onto it. Trashi amachalo peiros of lalas adam liyushlayim. Now the loch of kerem revai is also. You both take these peiros and eat it in Yerushalayim, like Maisa Sheni. And if you don't want to take the peiros itself, you could put the kedusha onto money and take the money up. Saying sarav lays of chaymish afilu bolo. Even if you're the owner, it's your fruits. Still, you do not have to add another chaymish. That's what Beis Shammai says. V'yein loy dir. In the third year or the sixth year, you don't have to take it out like other mices you have to take out of your house. Well, they still learn, they still said no. Yeshloi, they still hold that Kerem Revai the fourth year at the same halacha like Maisa Sheni, that it has to be poida in another fifth, and it hasn't didn't beer on it. They Shamra Yermim, Yeshloi, Peret, Vieja Idolis. That the fourth year's Peris have the regular halacha of Peret, Vieja. What's left over on the fields, you have to leave over for the Aniyim. You can't take it for yourself. In other words, it's considered mamish like your peris. Ube still learning, but still says no. Kula lagas. Those things you're allowed to take and make wine into it. So Rashi says why? Because Sabri still holds kula mamam e gavayahu. That there are these peris of the fourth year have kedusha on it. It's like mamam gavaya. It's like kamaisa sheni. And you don't have to leave it over for the aniyim. You're allowed to take it. Says here some achlekes beisham and beisilo. What's the loch of kerem revai? The fourth year, the parents that grow the fourth year, does it have kedusha on it, or doesn't it have it? All right, turn over. Mor says now, my time is the Basilo. What's the reason of Basilo? Gamri, he learns out, Kurdish Mimaisa. He learns out, Kerem Revai, the fourth year, says the word Kurdish, just like it says by Maisa Shaini. So therefore, he learns out, Ma Maisa, just like by Maisa Shaini. Yesh loy chaymish, if the owner himself wants to be poised at the Paris and bring the money up to Yerushalayim, he has to add another fifth to it. The yesh loy beer, the third and the sixth year, you have to say beer, you have to take out the Paris, is af kerem revai, the same halacha is applied by kerem revai also. Now, yesh loy... af kerem revai, yesh loy chaymish, yesh loy beer. Uveshamai legamri kurdish kurdish remaisa. Veshamai does not learn out. Now, Vesil learn, Vesil says kemaisa. Vesil says no, that Kerem Revai has a loch like maisa. Now, kaman sviruluhu. If so, who does Vesil hold like? If you hold it has kedusha, tell me now, maisa shen, he has kedusha, who is that like? Ik, Reb Yehuda, if it goes like Reb Yehuda, amai kulu legas. Reb Yehuda holds that maisa shen is called mamam hedyet. It's like regular money. If so, even if you learn out Kerem Revai from Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has no Kedusha to it. So why can you use it all? You should have to leave over the peret and the yerlis, the parts of the leftover, the twigs, the one grape, the two grapes, the lachas, what peret and yerlis is. But when you pull off the grapes, what's left over on the trees, you have to leave over for the aniyim. The question is, if it has a lach like ma'isa sheni, why don't you have to leave it over for the aniyim? For Omar, ma'isa mamam had you to. Reb Yehuda knows that ma'isa sheni is called regular mamam had you, it belongs to you. So on your money, you have to, on your peris, you have to leave it over for the aniyim. How come here Beitzilu says no, Kerem Revai has the same halacha like Ma'aseh Sheni, that you do not have to leave it over for the aniyim, but rather kulu legas, you could use the whole thing and put it into your wine vats to make wine out of it. Elalav Rebbe Meir, isn't this a stam mishnah that goes according to Rebbe Meir that holds Ma'aseh Sheni is called Mamam Gavoya? It's not called your own money, it's called Mamam Gavoya. If it's like the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Paris, therefore Hashem has given it to you, and you do not have to leave it over for the aniyim. Therefore, as good as Hekesh that we make, a Mesilu says that Kodesh, the same halach applies by Kerem Revai also. So therefore, this is the Stam Mishnah, according to Mesilu, that holds Ma'aseh Sheni has Kedushas called Mamam Gavoya. Now, Rabbi Yehuda beHekdesh Mahi, where there are Stam Mishnah that behold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Hekdesh b'Shoygeg is Neschalim. The Tanan we learn like this, Shilech b'yad pikeach. If somebody sent something b'yad pikeach, he told him he gave him money, and he told him to spend it. So, v'niskar, and the balabos remembers now. So it's like this. If the balabos remembers before the money was given to the storekeeper, therefore when the chenveni takes this money shel hegdish and uses it, he's over the istamila. So why? Because there's a shaykik here. So you see that the Issa Hegdish is Mischalol only b'shoigig and not b'meizit. Like Rashi says, Shiluch b'yad pikeach, reish ochetan, this is where we learned in the reish over there, sholach b'yad cheresh shayit v'kotim, also shlichusan gizbamo, if you send something a cheresh shayit v'kotim and they do what the gizba told them, the gizba's over the Issa-mila. Leos shlichusan leimo, what about sholach pikeach? Let's say the gizba sent the money shal Hegdish b'yad v'kotim to a normal person, and he told the normal person, take the money and buy something. Now it depends. So we hold yesh shliach advar avera by mila. Therefore, if the person does the shlichus, the gizba would be over the yisa mila. But what's going to be if a niskar ashlegi etzachendvani? The gizba remembers now what he did. That he made a mistake. He gave money of hegdish to the shliach to spend. So if the gizba reminds himself and knows about it, so he's like amazed now. V'yakmina nasim keshusku shneiim gizba shliach. The don't know both of them realize. The Gizbar and the Shliach both realize now that the money belongs to Hegdish. So therefore we hold the Mezid, the money is not Yos L'chulin. But when they give the money to the storekeeper, he's a Shogeg. He does not realize this money belongs to Hegdish. He thinks the money is Shachulin. Therefore, Chendveni Mo Keshiyotzi, the Shkogagabe, because by the Chendveni it's called a Shogeg. Because he doesn't realize the money is Hegdish. Therefore, by him, the money is Neschalom, that's the Yetzvin Korban Mila. But honey, the first two, the Gizbar and the Shliach, they're Mazidim. V'loi Mitzchayiv Mila. And there's no din Mila by Mazid. Alma, what do we see from the Stam Mishnah over here? That Shoigeg Mitzchalol, Mazidei Mitzchalol, that's the one we hold. If you have enjoyment from money of Hegdish by mistake, B'Shoigeg, that's what the Torah said is an Issa Mila. That money is Yotzel Achulin, and you have to bring a Korban Mila. But if you know about it, that the money belongs to Hegdish, and still you take it from Mezid and you buy something with it, nothing doing. The money still remains with its Kedusha, and therefore you're not over the Islamilah. This is a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda. Now the Gemara is the Kashrut Rebbe Yehuda, the Ma'aseh Mila Tanan, but did we also learn a Stam Mishnah of a Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni like Rebbe Yehuda, that it does not have Kedusha, it's not called Mamam Gavoya? Because now we learned, Ha'apoy de Ma'aseh Sheni Shaloi. If somebody is being paid to his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he doesn't want to take up the apples to Yerushalayim. He wants to be paid to put the Kedusha into money. So Ma'aseh follow Chamishosai. He asked there another fifth. Bein Mishaloi, Bein Shenitla B'matona. Whether it's his, or whether it was given to him for Matona, still now it was given to him for a present, it belongs to him. So Hura, who could give it to you for a present? Mani, who does this go like? Eli, Rabbi Meir, he just goes according to Rabbi Meir. Mi Motzi Yorli B'matona. Can you give somebody else your Ma'aseh Sheni for a present? According to Rabbi Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni is called Mamam Gavoya. It's not really your money. It's Hashem's money. So you have no right to give it away to somebody else for a present. And here it says, yes, you can give it to somebody else for a present. So it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda over here. Because according to Rabbi Meir of Omar, we learned, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's Mamun Gavoyah, so you can't give it away for a present. Elo Lav Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that Maise Sheni is called Mamun Hedyit, that you could give it away for a present. Samara says no. Liyayim Lam Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir really. Somebody gave you a present, means the fruits when it was still tevel, before he even took off the Maise Sheni. In other words, somebody has an orchard, and he first picked off a barrel of apples, and before he took off any Trumas or Maises, he gave it away for a present. And that you could do, Uksobran, this Tana holds, Matona Shleihurmo, Kemish Lehurmadamian. That these fruits, since the Maise was not taken off yet, we do not consider like the Maise is here yet. Therefore, before you took off Maise Sheni, Shita, the apples are chulim, so somebody could give it to you for a present. So somebody gave you bushels of apples before Trumas was taken off. And then you go and take off Trumas to Maise Sheni. It's your Maise Sheni now. Now, by you, if you're poyder it, you have to add a fifth to it. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Says, ha poyder net revai shaloi. If somebody's poyder what grows the fourth year of your fruits, so instead of luck like Maise Sheni, you have to poyder it. So Moshe Bolo Chemishosa, you have to eat another fifth. Again, Bei Mishloi, Bei Shnit Lema Matano, whether it's yours or it's given to you for a present. So here it's a kasha, man, who does it go like? Ilema, Rabbi Meir, because it goes to Rabbi Meir, Mimotzi Yoiv, like if somebody gives you for a present, Vulgam Rikar Nikash Ramaisa. We just said Rabbi Meir hold that the Paris Revai, the fourth year, has a lot like Maise Sheni, it's called Mam Gavoya. So you can't give it away for a present. Because here there's no tevel. Here, as soon as the parents grow the fourth year, it has kedusha on it. So how could you give it away for a present? Elo lav Rabbi Yehuda. Churis goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. You could give kerem revai or maisi shiny for a present. Tomorrow says no. Liyodlim Rabbi Meir. Vav mayaskinon. We're going to yoyed kishu smadar. That somebody gave me these grapes before they were ripe. Smadar means unripe grapes. Or the like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yomah that he says, the smother also of Meshupri, he holds smother has already the Kedusha of Kerem Ravai, the fourth year. And this town holds not like him. So in other words, if somebody gives you the fruits of the fourth year before it's ripe, it has no Kedusha yet. So therefore, before it has Kedusha to it, he can give it away for a present. Now that you own the tree, now when the fruits grow fully grown, now it first gets its Kedusha Kerem Ravai. So since it belongs to you, now you could be poisonous. Toshma coming here, it says Moshe.
Says Aloha, what's going to be Moshe Menu Maise Besela? If one person, like, is selling to his friend his Maise Sheni, and the other person makes a Mashicha, that's all, he moves it. And at that time they made up that he'll pay a seller for it. He was not paid with yet onto money, until now it's worth $2. So what's the Aloha? Noisen seller. He only still has to pay the seller. In other words, we say, since he made the Kinyan Mashicha, Lamaisa, he's kinder, so it belongs to him. Now that it got worse more, it's his Maisa Sheni got worse more. Well, Mistake the seller, it's like against the seller on the deal. And really, the Rashi is the reason is, the Gemara says, well, Maisa Sheni Shaloi, because Maisa Sheni is like Mamon Hedyit, that belongs to you. And by Hedyit, we know, if you make a Mashicha, you kinder it. So it says clearly here, Maisa Sheni has a look like Mamon Hedyit. So Mani, who does this Mishnah go like? Eli, Rabbi Meir, if it goes according to Rabbi Meir, Amai, Mishtake the seller, why do you gain on the seller? Why do we say you kainer it? The Pasuk says, Venosa, Nessa Kesav, Akomloi, Omarachamono. Something that has Kedusha, Mamam Gavoya, we know the Kenyan is Kesav, you have to pay money to be poyder it. Before you poyder it, still has Kedusha on it. Mashiach is not kainer by Hegdish. See if Maise Sheni is Mamam Gavoya, according to Rabbi Meir, why would Mashiach help? You can't be kainer, it's not yours. Until you want to be poisoned, and since then it's worth two, she'd have to pay two for it. El Olav Rabbi Yehuda, isn't this a proof of the Stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that Maise Sheni is called Mam Hedyit, and therefore we say there's a Kenya with Mashicha. Tzmar says true, Liyolam Rabbi Yehuda, it's true. Here it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, but V'hocha Chat Stam V'hocha Trei Stami. The reason why we're passing like Rabbi Meir, because we have two Stam Mishnahs like Rabbi Meir that Maise Sheni is Mamam Gavoya, and we only have one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, so what? V'istam madafka, if you tell me there's such a pshat, you go bosa stam mishnah, like since Rebbe was sosam, it's rawi paskin that way, says, so, mali chat stamma, mali trace stamma, what should be the difference between one or two? So more into Zomrav Nachman by Yitzchok, halachic Rebbe Meir. You know what the reason why we talk a pasuk like Rabbi Meir? Because there's a stam mishnah in Idiyus that says like Rabbi Meir, and when it says in Masecht Idiyus, it's called Bechirta. Like Rashi says, it's called Divrayim Idum. So therefore, we pasuk like it says in Masecht Idiyus. So therefore, since the stam mishnah it says like Rabbi Meir in Masecht Idiyus, that's how we pasuk in like Rabbi Meir, and that's what we hold halacha that Maaseh Sheni is Ksuvid Mamim Gevoya. Hashenkin for Hegdish is halacha, then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Hegdish is Mischalo b'Shegeg, and not Mischalo b'Meisit. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Nun Hei Yomar Aleph.